Let us now discuss some of the criminality that has been being portrayed in the movies, in the video games, and in the culture. Back when I was younger, when I was only 12 years old, when we had our own group, back in them days, we had our own posse of the Get Fresh Crew Breakers. I was breakdancing. Also, we used to be involved in rapping. And also, from amongst this stuff worldwide, especially in New York City, everybody was into graffiti, writing all types of fancy writing and stories on walls with graffiti. Also, there was a certain type of knife fighting that went on, where you would tie your hand and your leg to the guy, other guy's hand, and in your hand was the knife, and you were trying to hit each other with the knife. Also, back in the day, the beatboxing, and the popping and the locking. Now we have this new thing out in California, they call it the crunk clown dancing. Also, back in the days, we were breaking back on the cardboard boxes. And we all used to carry these big, stupid boom boxes on our shoulders that had to weigh at least 100 pounds because there had to be at least 30 batteries that we put into them. Also, we look cool with our high-top Converse sneakers or our Adidas Shell-Tone sneakers because this is what was being told to us how it is to be cool on the TV. Also, some of the other things that it has influenced the youth into this whole culture of being a gangster and a mobster and a thug and a gangster rapper is back in the days, and even now we have so many movies, but we're going to list to you the top 10 movies of all time that have influenced the youth into this foolishness, ya ikhwan. From amongst them, Scarface. Number 2, the movie called Juice. Number 3, Boys in the Hood. Number 4, The King of New York. Number 5, probably the first movie that ever came out, is called The Warriors. Also the movie The Mac. Also the movie The Colors. And the number 1 movie that has an impact in my life back in the day was the movie New Jack City. Also, what is another monumental movie that everybody loves? The Godfather. And the last movie at the time that I can recall, and this was taken from Vibe magazine, was the movie The Wild Style. So there has been more than 40 or 50 other movies that have come past then, and just the recent movie where the Muslim kids are going to the movie theater and even going to Blockbuster, trying to get, is the movie called Get Rich or Die Trying by 50 Cent. Lanatullah alayhi. Why is it that the Muslims are caught up in this foolishness? Because is it that they don't love their own culture or their own heritage? Or there's nothing within Islam? No, they've been duped. Why do we see so many Afro-American Muslims leaving that kufr and shirk and stupidity running to Islam? Because they were able to taste the evil of that foolishness and spit it out, and then Allah bless them with the beauty of Al-Islam. So we say to those bored Muslim kids that are out there, you think that it's cool to be out there trying to be a gangster? Yeah, in reality, you don't even have a pencil to poke somebody in the eye. You don't even have a BB gun. But yet you think you're a bad man and you can do everybody damage. What a bunch of foolishness. Also, we find that some of the video games, and this again is another way to promote this foolishness, and you must understand, ya ikhwan, these are multi-billion dollar businesses. People are getting paid in full. We find from the video games, we find the movie Grand Theft Auto. We're actually in this game, I was watching some Muslims play this game, that you can actually go on the road as you're trying to go through adventure, and you can pick up a prostitute, and you know what the end of the income of that, and you get points for that. What a stupid game to play. But yet the Muslims are playing that game. Also the movie, the video game rather, Silent Assassins. The Muslims are spending day and night trying to go on these adventures and to kill the bad guy. Also, The Getaway. Also, Animal Crossing. Also, Vice City. And the new video game out, which again is making lots of money for 50 Cent, is the video game Bulletproof.